Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the double D's of dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And I just want to say a heartfelt thank you for everybody that continues to listen to the show and for all of you new listeners. I hope you bring back some of these juicy bits of information that I provide, my expert advice, and all the expert guests that come on the show. Today, I want to ask the question. I want to ask you a question. Who are you? Who are you as an individual self? How do you show up in this world? Do you bring your best foot forward? Do you show up in a way that people recognize as an expert or authority in your field? Well, we go through many seasons in our life where we have different lifestyles. We have different personality styles with how we show up in our clothes. There's so many different things that create a person that we are and where we're at in life. And today I want to talk about personal branding and how important personal branding is, because it's a representation of yourself, of oneself. And that's big, because we all have multiple facets in our life. We have business or work life. We have home life. We have community. Maybe that's a church or synagogue, or things that you do within the community to give back, charities, philanthropy organizations. Maybe even within our hobbies, we go to the gym. Maybe we ride our motorcycles. Maybe we go to painting class or dance class. And within our whole life, these multiple fingers of life that we live, how are we showing up? Are we showing up as our true self? Are we showing up as our authentic best self? Do you even know who that is? There's so many ways that we can find out what you like, who you are, what are your interests? And you can portray that by the way you represent yourself, what colors you wear, what style you wear, what hair color you have, what makeup you wear, what shoes you wear, the way that you engage with people. Are you smiling? Are you looking at another person in the eye? Are you actively listening? Are you paying attention? Are you showing up the way that you want to show up? The influence of personal branding is in all aspects of our life. Like I said, it could be the dating life, our career progression, our interaction with clients. And how does that impact ourselves if we only present the bare minimum? Well, if I went on a date with a gentleman and he gave his bare minimum, it wouldn't be enough for me. If he showed up right at the time or just said a few words, or you could just feel he wasn't engaging, he just did enough just to be in a conversation, or he wasn't looking his best self, he was just very average in giving himself, that bare minimum wouldn't cut it for a second date. Would the bare minimum cut it to get that job or to speak on stage? Do you think if you just half-assed it? I mean, I liked it. If bare minimum were half-assed, you didn't give it your all, do you think you'd be asked to speak again? Do you think you'd get paid to do that again? Maybe. Honestly, you wouldn't get to where you want to be by doing the bare minimum. So personal branding is so important and paramount to dating successfully. to your career progression, to getting that client to return to you, or getting that person to ask you to speak on another stage because you're the expert and you're the authority. And if you come across like that, if you give it your all, I promise you're going to move mountains. You're going to do more than you ever thought. So working on personal branding is really important. How do you do that? Well, as a certified image consultant from the only accredited institution in the world, I've learned a few things. I've been in this business for 17 plus years, and I am constantly still educating myself. And right now I'm back in school again to get my master's and my ambassador's certification, because I want to be the go-to, the expert. I want to continue to learn and educate so that I can be the best for my client. So when I have to show up in a certain way, I need to be on time or early. I need to show up with the clothes, the colors, the style that I want someone to take me seriously as the expert, as the go-to. I want to make sure that I'm engaging because I deal with people and that I know how to speak. I know how to talk. And looking at your life, let's look at your life, where you show up in life, right? We have to tailor that to your goals and your business brand even. But let's just say life's like a pie, right? We have all our hands in different areas. We have our business or professional life. We have our home life. We have a community life and hobbies. And we have like a church or a synagogue, or we have different organizations we belong to. Maybe we gym life, you know, some type of exercise life. So we live in different parts of the pie, but we want to make sure that we still have a similar brand in all of this. We might wear different clothes. Maybe you wear athleisure versus a suit to work out, but the colors all work well. Your body language, the way you show up is all the same. You want to make sure that your personal brand exists in every part of your life, not just as the CEO, not just as the mom that you are. Those are all parts of the pie. Those are all pieces of it. And that pie is your personal brand. There is a psychology behind dressing and how we affect the people who perceive us. And that starts first with color. It starts with the emotions that color brings. It can make us happy, make us sad. It can make us feel serious or innocent or the authority. And color is where I always start with my clients, because a color analysis says so much about you. It is part DNA and it's part personality. So color is whether you pull warm or cools, and there's different categories, there's different intensities and hues. There's so many different areas within that and why it matters. So if you're wearing the right colors, you're naturally going to look younger. You're naturally going to become vibrant. Lines on your face, like, it's anti-aging. It is allowing you to be who you are personality-wise. Maybe you wear vibrant colors because you have a vibrant personality. And so keeping those all in uniform with your personal brand, that is the first part. The second is learning what fits your body based on your horizontal and vertical body type, based on your length of your arms and your torso and all of these things that maybe we don't really pay attention to. We just like, oh, that looks good on us, but you don't know why. And I'm here to explain those to you, why they matter. So your line and design and your fashion style are a huge component to every piece of clothing that you put on your body. And it also sends a message if something properly fits you. It sends a message if something is off, but they don't know why. And all they can pay attention to is that off thing that you're wearing. So creating your personal brand starts with that. It's also about teaching you how to send the proper message to your audience. What do you want to say? What is your message? Who is your audience? And what do they want to hear from you? So this is also really important to know that there are things that you must do within your personal brand to send the right message. Are you living this way? Are you conveying the right emotions? Because let me tell you, 55% is actually how we look. 38% is the way we say something. It's our tone. And 7% is actually what we say. It's the words that come out of our mouth, and it's what people hear. So 55% is literally how we look. So if people are underestimating my message here, if they're saying it doesn't really matter that much, as long as you're truly who you are. Yes, truly who you are comes across not just in your personality, but your dress, your body language. Where your hands when you're talking to people? Are you making eye contact? Are you shaking hands properly? All of these things send a message. Even the way we cross our body, our arms and our legs and where our feet are positioned. If you know these tools, when you're, let's say, when you're on a date, right? And you're smiling and nodding your head, but your arms and your legs are closed, that's coming across as you are not warm and engaging. Your face might be doing something else, but your body language is saying something completely different. And let me tell you, we've all faked a little bit of wanting to be around someone, but your body never lies. Don't forget that. Your body never lies. So if you are closed off, someone is not going to completely open up to you. So keep that in mind. I want to talk about, you know, the significance with color too. And I know I briefly talked about it, but that is the first message, like I said, that we see. So you want to be very strategic in what color you're wearing based on your audience. So let's just, for example, let's talk about my mom is getting ready for a TED Talk. And she's like, what do I wear on stage? What color should I wear on stage? Well, her message, she's in the medical field, and she's trying to save patients' lives. And so she needs her audience to know that she is the go-to expert in her field. And she must be trusted. She must be this person, not only because of her experiences in life and her years and years of education or years and years of being a nurse. They don't know that until she starts talking. They're going to say, well, you know what? She's wearing navy. And navy is the most trusting color. It's a loyal color. Look at all the big banks. A lot of them have navy in them. Most of them. You know, you're trusting this big institution to take your money and make money with it. Well, I'm going to tell you now that look, a lot of politicians wear navy. So think about the message that you want to convey to your audience and how are you coming across? Getting your personal brand dialed in is the most important thing that you can do in any area of your life. And I really truly hope that you look at all the pieces of the pie that you're in, that the life you're in and the things that matter to you, because you matter. You matter. Not just because you want to be the authority figure and the go-to expert and the best mom and, you know, the best friend and the best lover. You want to do this for you. You want to be your best self. How do we do that? We do that by coming to someone like me and teaching you the tools, teaching you the things that I know so that you can have the best damn life. You can show up as your best damn self and give yourself an opportunity that maybe you wouldn't have if you didn't know these things. I don't think it just matters in like the gym or your hobbies, but your professional advancement allows you to be visible as the authority. So because my mom has gone through my program, has allowed herself to want to be seen as the authority in her career, but she also wants to show up that way in her life. She wants to be the best person she can be. So she just had a new photo shoot. And thank God we redid her hair color. We redid her wardrobe. The style, the colors, and her branding photo shoot was phenomenal. And she feels good. She feels empowered. She feels that she is bringing her best self. And when you feel that, when she feels that, she's going to rock anything that she possibly can. She's going to rock it in the dating world. She's going to rock it on stage. She's going to rock it for her book launch. Anything that she does, because that's one thing that's going to build her confidence and empower her. She has tools now that she can apply to her everyday life. And her personal brand is going to match her goals in life. It's going to match the things that matter to her. And I'm so excited for her, by the way. So the impact of representing yourself or oneself in your right way will truly allow you to hone in on your personal brand. You will show who you are to the world in the best light. And the importance of doing that is so beyond that I can't communicate that in this very short podcast. But just know the messages that you want to send in your everyday life, your business life, the life that you want to live. And that's also implementing your career values, your home values, your life values, and implementing them into the way you show up. If you show up in how you dress, way you show up in life, are you eager? Are you wanting to learn? Are you the authority? Do you speak the words of how you look? If you don't, send me a message. Like, let's talk. I love to help people. This is my life. I love to help people see the things that I can see for them and bring that to life. That is the ultimate reward for me. So I know that I went off on a little bit of a tangent, but personal branding is you and how you represent yourself. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the Down and Dirty. Until then, continue to navigate and explore this beautiful dating world, professional world, and you world. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at @CelesteMoreImage, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.